Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel Misarim Lachazanim Hakohanim Shalzochu Bishum Pius. The Kohanim that are now left over that didn't win any of the lotteries they were cast that day. So now Masrosam, they're given over to the Shemashim B'Mikdash. Who are these Shemashim? So Shekin Kol Kohanim, all the Kohanim, they initially came to join the lottery, and when they came, they were wearing their big day kahuna, so that if they were to win one of the lotteries, they'd go straight to their avodah. But since now the four lotteries of the day are done, so now the Kohanim that are remaining, they were not zochah anything. So they're given over to these shamashim that would work for the memuna al bigdei kahuna. There was an individual that was appointed over the bigdei kahuna, and he had his shamashim. And these kahana would go now over to these shamashim. The elan, these shamashim hayu mavshit, and they would remove osam espekdim. They'd remove the clothing from the kahanim, their bigdei kodesh. They left only the mechnasayim on the kahanim, the breeches. Then after the Kohanim would don their big day called the non-sacred clothing, then they would remove the Mechlasayim HaKodesh, and they'd put on their own Chol Mechlasayim. And the Chalonos HaYusham, and there were these cubbies there in the base of Mikdash, Shenignazu Behem HaKohanim as Big Day HaKohuna, where the Kohanim would put their Big Day Kohuna, the Kosav Aleim Tashmishi HaKalim, and on each cubby was written the need for that cubby. Meaning, on the cubby for the Mechnasayim, it read Mechnasayim. And so too for all the other cubbies of the Bigdei Kahuna, the Ksones, the Misnefes, and the Avnetim, each cubby had its label. But you Arba Chalonos, there are four cubbies for each Mishmar, La Arba Bigdei Kahuna, for the four Bigdei Kahuna that they would wear. And the Seder, or the Levishas, the order of donning the clothing, would be first as the Mechnasayim, then after that, Achakach would be the Ksones, above the Mechnasayim, and then afterwards, on the Ksones, one would put the Choger with the Ave, he'd put the belt on, and then V'achach, after that, Sodef HaMitznefes, he put the Mitznefes on. And Mishnah Dalet, Mi Shezocha B'Ketores, the Kohen that won the lottery to be Zocha in the Ketores, Hayanotel as a Kaf, he would take the Kaf, the ladle, K'moshe Anu would seem like we find by the Nesim, as it says in the Midbar, Kaf Achas Malei Ketores, V'Hakav Dovel Tarkav, Godol Shel Zahav, the Kaf was compared to the Tarkav, this big Tarkav of gold. Machzik Shloshe Kavim could hold three Kavim. We said Tarkav is Trei V'Kav, two Kav and the Kav, so 2 + 1 = 3. We mentioned this back in Parak Gimel. And V'Habazich, and he also took a small spoon, a Kaf Katana. Hayy Betocho, so Hayy Betocho Kaf Gadol, the small spoon was in the big spoon. Malei V'Godesh Ketores, and the Ketores was heaped and piled up, meaning, the smaller spoon was placed in the kaf hagadol, the bigger spoon, because they should sponsor the ketores, so the ketores does not scatter around. Umash lotan as the ketores with kaf hagadol levad. Why don't they just put the ketores straight in the big spoon? Why in a small spoon, the small spoon in the big spoon? So the reason is because derech kavod, it's honor. Who klapimala to Hashem, laros as the ketores to be pouring the ketores on top of the gechal, on top of the coals, from a kli, which is gut, which is heaped up. You see, it's totally full. So therefore, to accommodate that measurement, they used a small spoon. But we didn't want the ketores being scattered around, so it would be accompanied with a big spoon beneath it. But when it was poured from the small spoon, and now it's a derech kavod, because it was being poured from a big pile that was all heaped up with this ketores. The kisui hayolo, there was a cover for the bazeich, according to other mafarshim, was for the kaf. Ukumin mitu teles, and there was like this chatichas begadah, this like beautiful garment, Haya Allah was on top of the cover. Milmalan from above. Kamin Sudar Katalan, like a small little garment for beautification. Another Mepharshim explained, Ke'in Tabaz was actually like a ring, was on top of the cover from above. She'al Yada Mitantalakita, that via the ring they could remove the cover from the bazeh. And though the Rambam says that the bazeh and the kaf, both the small and big spoon, they each had their own covering. Umikan, and therefore Shapir Sha Mishnah, that you'd read the Mishnah like this. Vikuzi Hayalai, there was a cover for the bazeh. Ukamin Metuteles Hayalav, and there was like this small beged was on the kaf from above it. So the Rambam learns they both had a cover, and that's how you learn our Mishnah.